The radio voice for the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. So let's talk some hypotheticals. If Carmelo was to come to Dallas, talk about the impact that he could have. He's a seven-time All-Star. He's a scoring machine. And let's not forget the Mavericks this past season. They were, again, one of the best offensive teams in the NBA. He certainly adds another element of scoring.
Well, there is no better offensive coach in the NBA than Rick Carlisle, as far as I'm concerned. And the ability to create space on the floor has just become so paramount in today's NBA. And Rick is so good at it. If you get somebody like Anthony, who is a terrific mid-range shooter, who you can also post up, Dirk, who you can also post up, but, Dirk would rather, shoot from the elbow. When you have multiple ways to attack, you become that much more difficult to defend. So, from an offensive standpoint, they would be terrific. Defensively, Anthony has never been, I would say, a terribly willing defender, but I think, what happens in the NBA oftentimes is that, guys are asked to concentrate on one end of the floor or the other. You always hear the line from coaches, especially when they're dealing with great players, we want to make them play defense because defense is hard work. So, the Mavericks, I think, are better defensively right now simply because of the presence of Chandler and the fact that he comes into this team without an adjustment period because he knows the defense. He knows the calls. He knows where guys are supposed to be on the floor. So they've got a big head start over where they were even in 2011, or the 2010-2011 season when, they had come off a 55-win season and a second seed. But lost in the first round to San Antonio. I mean, in some ways, they're really ahead of the game. So, I mean, there's a lot of possibility. I mean, clearly, if Anthony shows up, then, we'll just wait and see. If he does, it certainly would be a first for the Mavericks in the free agent era if they were able to do that.
Chuck, can you provide some insight, though, on defensively what Carmelo Anthony, what he would bring? Because you spent a lot of time around Rick Carlisle, and he's always talking about good defense is the precursor to better offense. I mean, he's got to be able to absorb that part and that portion of a Coach Carlisle system. It's paramount.
Well, I think he can do that. Now, he's not going to be Sean Marion. I mean, and certainly Sean Marion is prime. I mean, that's not who he is. I mean, he's much more of an offensive threat than Marion is. And, as much as you talk about good defense, as much as Rick does talk about good defense, there are sometimes you just have to play the hand that's dealt you. And, as I said, it's not as if he's going to be unwilling at that end of the floor. I think he does have something to prove, regardless of where he winds up. He's a very good rebounder, and the Mavericks have needed their small forward Marion over the last 5 years to be a really good rebounder. He's a very good rebounder for his size. He's got good size. I mean, he's about 6'8" and he's about 235. I mean, it's not like he's a skinny guy. I mean, he can bang if he has to bang. You'd like to limit it as much as you can, but he can certainly do that. I mean, but, are the Mavericks going to be a great defensive team with Carmelo Anthony? No, they're not. But, in this league, it seems pretty clear, there aren't very many teams that have won championships since 1980. I believe there are only 9 of them that have. And basically, in this league, you win with stars. And Carmelo Anthony's a star. And Carmelo Anthony has shown, especially in his stint with USA Basketball, that when he's around other really good players, that he really shines, that he plays his best basketball, that he's very much, a major cog in the wheel as opposed to being the wheel itself.
You're listening to the voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And I have to think, Chuck, in my mind, what would really set apart Dallas and where they would stand alone is you're talking about having an elite coach like Rick Carlisle, his ability to bring out the best in players. We've seen that, whether it's been a Brandon Wright. But I point to Monte Ellis, just how he took his game to a completely different level. And I'm not talking about just offensively. We really did witness, I would say, a renewed commitment defensively. Would you agree?
To a certain degree.
Okay.
When Monte would play within the framework of their defense, he was pretty good. But there are times when Monte likes to freelance and go for the steal and the big play.
Yeah.
And when he wouldn't make that play, well, then everything gets all out of sorts and you wind up a lot of times allowing easy baskets. When he does play within the concept, he's pretty good. I mean, he's obviously he's quick. He's got quick hands. He can move his feet. But you know, sometimes you just gotta stay within what the defense is asking you to do and not try to, you know, always hit the home run. So, but I think you're right in the sense that he has gotten better, at least certainly, you know, there was a time, I think, at Golden State where he was really pretty good in that area, and then it got away from him, and I think Rick kind of brought that back last year, and, you know, we'll see what it's like going forward, but, you know, let's face it, overall, this was not a very good defensive team at all last year. You know, they relied on the incredible efficiency of their offense. They were third in the league in offensive efficiency. To get to 49 wins, it probably should have been a few more wins, but again, you know, they couldn't get a stop a lot of times when they needed to get a stop, and whether that's you know, being able to score, you know, and not go silent the last 4 minutes of a game when you have a 17-point lead, or if it's just simply on the defensive end being able to grab a rebound. If you had Carmelo Anthony to take care of one end and Tyson Chandler to take care of the other, you're probably a better team.
Absolutely. So what do you see as the biggest obstacle for Dallas to overcome in order to secure Carmelo?
I think it's simply it's Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. If Carmelo is really serious about winning, I think he's got to go to Chicago. You know, he can certainly get the most money in New York, but they're not going to win next year, and they're probably not going to win for a couple of years. And you know, does $30 million more, you know, offset the fact that you're not going to be contending for championships? I mean, he's made plenty of money in his career. You know, it really is time for him to go win. It's a little different with guys earlier in their career when you're trying to build up your money, because that is pretty much how NBA players keep score, and frankly, how most professional athletes keep score, by how much money they make. But when you haven't won, you know, really, when you've already made over $150 million in your career, what's the difference between $16 million a year and $19 million a year? Seriously. So, you know, if he's really thinking about winning, if winning is the most important thing, and you're playing alongside Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, I mean, that's a pretty dynamic threesome. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the league, and he fits in perfectly with Chicago. But they need scoring. I mean, Chicago struggles to score. I mean, Tom Thibodeau desperately needs a small four. He lost the Wall Thing in the trade. He was devastated when that happened.
Right.
You know, they made a nice deal on draft night to get Doug McDermott, but you know, he's not ready to be the man right now. He's certainly not that. But you know, in concert with somebody like Carmelo Anthony at that position, the small forward spot, that could be pretty devastating. There's only one team to beat right now in the Eastern Conference. Assuming again that LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh all come back together in Miami, there's only one team to beat. And if those guys don't come back together, then maybe there isn't anybody to beat, given how Chicago played at the end of last year. So, I mean, it really is the path of least resistance, because in the end, when you win a championship, nobody ever asks you how you did it. They just look at the fact that you did. You know, if you're looking for the better team to play with, I think you could certainly make a case for the Mavericks, and you might be able to make a case for the Rockets as well. But if it's about winning championships, I mean, you've got to get to the finals before you can even have a chance to win the championship, and the path is far smoother going through the East than it is through the West.
Okay, the great Chuck Cooperstein has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the radio voice for his Dallas Mavericks. Always a pleasure, Chuck. We sincerely appreciate you dropping by on this July 4th holiday. Be safe.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa. Take care.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.